Restaurant of the Month on Chef's Choice.
Chef's Choice with Aaron Craig. The show which takes everyday ingredients and produces deliciously delightful sous-son of Southside sophistication.
Now, up and down the country, hotels and restaurants are getting ready for Christmas, and none other than a fantastic hotel just out on the outskirts of Northallerton, Solbridge Hall, is also getting ready for this. And we have the general manager of Solbridge Hall, Martin Elliott, live on the phone. Martin, are you there? Hi, Martin, how are you doing?
As we touched on now,
obviously, it's Solbridge Hall on the outskirts of Northallerton, and you're the general manager. Can you just tell us a little bit of history about Solbridge Hall and how it became a hotel?
Yeah, I mean, Solbridge Hall was originally a country house hotel. Originally a country house for a gentleman called Benjamin Talbot, who was one of the directors of the steelworks on Teesside originally. It then went into the hands of the North Yorkshire Police, who used it as a training college. And since the 70s, it's been a country house hotel.
And obviously, through the years, it's obviously been a place to eat and stuff. It's always had a really good name for itself. And obviously, you've been a manager there now for a couple of years. What changes are you making in the hall under your leadership, so to speak?
Yeah, 2 years ago, we built on a purpose-built function suite. So Christmas is a really busy time for us. We do a lot of party nights and that sort of thing. We've also just refurbished the new restaurant, Dante's Restaurant, which has a full a la carte menu, plus it does a supper menu where people can come and have, a lighter supper meal, busy for lunches, Sunday lunches, and, of course, for the residents.
And obviously, as I said there, we're going into Christmas now, and a lot of hotels and restaurants are really getting sort of really prepared for this now. And I know you've got a lot of party nights and stuff coming on. Just what sort of things are you offering on the party nights at Solbridge Hall?
Yeah, we've tried to be a bit different this year. We've done some dates that are just the normal party nights where people can come, have the Christmas fair and have a disco. But then on other nights, we've done live entertainment. We've put some tribute events on. We've got Cheryl Cole, Michael Bublé, Tina Turner, Robbie Williams, Kylie Minogue, just to put a little bit of a spin on it, just a bit of entertainment, gets everybody in the mood, and then usually the night goes with a real party atmosphere.
Yeah, and looking forward, I know you've got huge things ready for next year, for going into next year. You've got huge plans for the hotel as well.
We have, yes. I mean, as well as refurbing all the bedrooms at the hotel at the moment, we are in the stages of planning a spa facility at the hotel. So that's going to have swimming pool with all the jacuzzi, sauna, steam room, Roman baths, treatment rooms, a big gym. All purpose built, sat there looking out over the lawns and over the Yorkshire countryside. So that's going to be really nice.
And in the studio also, I've got Alex Lefchuk, Managing Editor of Southside Broadcasting. Any questions for Martin, Alex?
Yeah, hi, Martin. It's wonderful to actually see a fantastic northern venue that actually hosts so many fabulous scenarios. I'm particularly interested by the Christmas with ABBA scenario there. What would Christmas be without those wonderful ABBA, Agnetha, Annafried, Bjorn and Benny, really? Simply Anna in all sorts of ways. You mentioned, obviously, the other tribute bands, Christmas with Madonna, Tina Turner, Robbie Williams. It's positively a cornucopia of celebrity you've actually got there.
It is, yes. I mean, yeah, it's events, we do them throughout the year about once a month, but they've proved to be so successful, and you have to take it in the spirit it is. These are very good artists, but they just really get the party going. So when it came to arranging our Christmas program, we decided that we should continue this, and they've been very popular. People are really looking forward to it.
So. And I see you have the legendary Kerry Miller, otherwise known as the ultimate Kylie tribute act of the country, who's actually around for the ultimate New Year's Eve party.
Oh, yes, definitely. She is one of the best Kylie tribute acts, and New Year's Eve is going to be pretty special.
Mm. I do like the notion that you continue the dancing until 2 a.m. and then you actually serve bacon sandwiches before carriages at 2:15 a.m.
We thought we'd better do something to send people on their way.
Yeah, I mean, those carriages are so important. It's always nice to actually sort of have some horsepower as well for that point of view. Who knows what's happening? I mean, the only thing that I think you haven't actually covered as yet, which possibly was very popular, but maybe it's actually phased out, is the old classic murder mysteries. Are they going to be emerging, or is that something you haven't thought about?
No, we do them a couple of times a year. We did one last year, which was very, very popular. Obviously, appeals to the people that like to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much audience participation, and the actors come along and really set the scene, and, you know, somebody ends up taking the fatal blow, and then we all have to sit there and work it out. But, no, they're really good nights. Mm. I mean, you know, usually happens over dinner. Really interesting. A little bit different, obviously, but yes, they're very, very popular. Yes,
I've done my share as a performer on a murder mystery, but it's interesting, obviously, getting the punter's perspective as well from that point of view. Excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron?
Martin, just talking about the party nights, so how are you looking for them? Are you fully booked, or is there still places for people can get onto?
There is still some places. I mean, depending on your party size, we can fit you in there. But we've opened our party nights up to everybody, so whether you're a table of 2, 4, or a table of 40, 50, 60, whatever, we can fit you in. There is still some tickets. I mean, obviously, it's been very, very popular, but, our function room holds up to 200 people, so we have got some spaces left. So if anybody's interested, they can give us a call.
I know Christmas Day, obviously, is one of the busiest days of the year for you. What about that? Are you still got places for Christmas Day as well?
We're doing two types of Christmas lunches. We're doing a carvery lunch in the Hambleton suite in the function room, and that at the moment is fully booked, but our restaurant still has some spaces left for those people who really want, you know, a culinary experience. That's a lot longer meal, and that's going to be really quite special.
And contact details, is there a website where people can contact you on?
You can contact us on www.solbergehall.co.uk, and that'll give you all the details of what we're doing, or you can speak to our Christmas team on 01609 779 1191.
Well, Martin, thanks very much for coming on. Tell us a little bit about Solbridge Hall. Solbridge Hall's it's a fantastic place, and as you said, it's got fantastic views across Yorkshire there, up to the Cleveland Hills itself as well. So
we absolutely love it. So yeah. It's a pretty special place.
So, Martin, now, general manager of Solbridge Hall, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you now.
Chef's Choice with Aaron Craig. The show which takes everyday ingredients and produces a deliciously delightful sousson of Southside sophistication.